Torah Kedosh begins our parasha El Pekudah Mishkan, Mishkan Edus Asher Pukar Pi Moshe. The Kedushas Levi asks that the pasuk tells us that as Moshe Rabbeinu completed the construction of the Mishkan, they did a counting, they did a calculation of everything that was built, everything that was spent, and he asked that the Gemara Masechta Tainis Daf Chesam Abeis teaches us. There is no bracha, but davar has suffer of ashakel, something that's counted or weighed. So why over here, as Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to present the Mishkan to Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does he do something which is the opposite of bracha, and he begins to start counting and calculating? So the Kedushas Levi explains that what is the concern when something is counted or weighed. He says, when you count something, you weigh something, you bring it down to this world, you separate it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above any counting, any calculation, any measure. And when we do something and we bring it down to this world and we do count it, we're separating it from the Makara Baruch Hu, from the source of all bracha, the source of all bracha, of course, being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Pasuk, Eileb Kudei HaMishkan, where we're counting the Mishkan, we're counting and we're figuring, but it's Mishkan Edus. It's the place that we is here for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then not only does it not is it not a concern that it's something that's measured or counted? We're connecting to the source of all bracha. And therefore, Eileb Kudei HaMishkan, the Mishkan that we counted and we did all of these calculations, we need not be concerned. Because, says the Pasuk, Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is, of course, the paradigm of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one that counted, is the one that was ultimately responsible. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, there was no concern with something was counted. But ask the Divrei Chaim. He doesn't quote the Kedushas Levi, but he says, we can well understand why there is no such great concern about what was counted through Moshe Rabbeinu because it was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he asks if, as we quoted the Gemara of Sechta Tainis, so concerned about things that are counted and measured, why was it necessary to count? Just avoid the count, and if we avoid the count, we won't need to have a reason to say, well, we don't have to worry, there'll be bracha anyway. So he explains that everything that was built in the Mishkan was not just built superficially. They built a building and they built the different kalim that were in the Mishkan. But everything in the Mishkan had a very specific purpose. And the purpose was to bring Kedusha into our world, but it was also to show that just like every inch and every keli, everything that was built for the Mishkan has a purpose, it's here to teach us that we too, every one of us, and every part of every one of us is crucial in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan of bringing Kvod Shemayim to the world. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to teach them that lesson, the only way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to teach them the lesson that everything that we have and every part of our bodies and every asset and every talent that we have is all here to be significant in our avodas Hashem, was Eileb Kudei HaMishkan, was to count what was in the Mishkan. And that's what he says is the pshat in the pasuk, Mayna mispil kechavim l'chulam shemes yikru, that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu counts each star individually and shows that each star is important and each star serves a separate purpose, l'chulam, each one of us, is the exact same. So he explains that even though maybe we would normally want to avoid counting, here there was no choice but to count because the lesson of the Mishkan is to show us the importance of every individual thing, and then to show the importance every one of how important every one of us is, and every part of everyone is. Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice but Eila B'kudei HaMishkan. But then I saw that the Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Mizma La'asuf, Elkim Bo Goyim B'Nachlosecha. The Pasuk says that Asuf sang as Klal Yisrael, as the Mishkan was, as the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. And the Gemara says, Mizma La'asuf, how can we sing at such a time? Kina La'asuf. But the Gemara says, that what was the mizmer, what was the song that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, when he wanted to punish Klal Yisrael, instead of destroying us first, Shafach Chavosai, his anger was placed Al Eitzim V'Alvonim. And the question is, how does that work? How does the Eitzim V'Alvonim, how could they be a replacement, a substitute for the punishment that people do? If people didn't have Eris, they deserve to be punished. Says the Chasam Sofer, that when we find in our parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu did such a detailed count of everything that was done in the Mishkan, and when he counted the machzis ha-shekel that Klal Yisrael contributed, he didn't combine the machzis ha-shekel, the 600,000 machzis ha-shekels, and make it into 300,000 machzis ha-shekel. He always counted them separately to show that every Jew is important, to show that the Mishkan and everything that was contributed to the Mishkan was corresponding to Klal Yisrael. So when we have Eitzim Avonim in the Mishkan, the Eitzim Avonim and the Mishkan are representation of the individuality and the uniqueness of every Jew. So if we look at that and we see that they're all corresponding to Klal Yisrael, so then the Eitzim and Avonim of the Mishkan are Klal Yisrael. And if the Eitzim and Avonim of the Mishkan are Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael unfortunately is deserving punishment, then punishment doesn't have to be given to the Eitzim Avonim. The punishment can be given to the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is the representation of Klal Yisrael. We learn here a tremendous lesson, the lesson of how each one of us is so connected to Kedusha. And the more we connect ourselves to Kedusha, as the Kedusha Slavi says, the more we are connected to Bracha. And not only need we not be concerned about Ein HaBracha Shaira, that there won't be Bracha on something that's counted. On the contrary, by connecting ourselves to Kedusha, just like the Mishkan was the place of the Shechina HaKadosha, where the Shechina was, so too, by us connecting ourselves to that, we become the place where the Shechina is, and we become connected to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which ultimately leads to the greatest level of bracha.